Welcome to Econ 91.9, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Shaylin Cochran. This week...
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
Biking of all stripes is growing in popularity on the Kenai Peninsula. And to be fair, it's happening in lots of other places too. But on the peninsula, countless volunteer hours have been spent building and maintaining local trails, and infrastructure investment too for bike and other multi-use paths is happening as well. Just this week, the Chugach National Forest put out a call for comments on a plan for a new paved path up by Ingram Creek that will run for 7 miles onto the peninsula. But tracking just how popular the Kenai has become as a biking destination is kind of tough, especially compared to other popular activities.
You know, there's no license necessary for biking, right? So fishing is easier to track because there's fishing license attached to it. There's certain hoops that have to be jumped through to do fishing. So that's easy to track.
That's Summer Lazenby, Executive Director of the Kenai Peninsula Tourism and Marketing Council. She says biking and other more athletic recreation activities are growing in popularity across the board, but what, if any, effects that popularity may be having on the local economy are anecdotal at best.
I'd have to become familiar with all of the bike rental organizations on the Kenai. That's not a problem. But then all of them would have to agree to share their data with me. You know, we rented X number of bicycles, or however, you know, we'd have to agree on a tracking system. And then you have to compile the data. And when you want to look at small subsections of the tourist industry, that takes time and money.
And even for those renting bikes to visitors, they're not exactly taking detailed surveys to find out more about their customers. Mark Beeson is the chair of the Salteshi Trails Board of Director, and he also works in the family business at Beeman's Bike and Ski Loft. He says 2018 has been a banner year for their bike rental operation, but those numbers alone don't say if it's because biking is so much more popular or if people just had a little bit of time to kill.
I would say this was probably our best year for rentals, and I don't know if that might have been fish-related. There was certainly a number of folk that were, well, the fishing shut down, I need something to do. But, you know, we rent full suspension mountain bikes, and we rent fat bikes, and we did a lot of those this year. We also rent road bikes and hardtail mountain bikes and town bikes, but the fat bikes and the full suspension bikes were a lot more popular this year.
And that may suggest more experienced and adventuresome riders looking to take in some of the trails that really are unique to the Kenai, be they alpine single track in the Chugach or an oceanside beach cruise by Cook Inlet. Whatever it is, the ever-expanding range of bikes and equipment, along with the continued dedication of local trail lovers, will likely continue to attract more biking tourists to the Kenai Peninsula. And now time for this week's number, 1,034,771. That is the final tally for sockeye salmon up the Kenai River through the Alaska Department of Fish and Game sonar counters. Counting ended for the season on Tuesday, and simply cracking the million mark took some extreme measures from the state this year, including shutting down sport fishing for reds entirely at one point before reopening last week. If you were on the river back on August 7th, well, that would have been your best chance to land some sockeye, as that was the single best day for passage at around 55,000 fish. The cumulative number for the year is just barely within the department's in-river escapement goal range of between 900,000 and 1.1 million. And low though those numbers are, it's not much worse than last year. At last count in 2017, sockeye into the Kenai totaled 1.3 million fish. And that will just about do it for this week's episode of Econ 91.9, all of which you can catch in their entirety on our website, kdll.org. For Jay Barrett, I'm Shaylin Cochran. Have a great weekend.